Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Right Reality Podcast. My name is Steven.
And my name is Mixie. We are here to talk about some random shit. We're back again. Hey. You guys liked the first episode, so we're going to do it again. We've got some incredible topics today to cover all over the place. That's the one thing we can promise you is that nothing will make sense.
Yeah, you guys really liked it. Hashtag Rat Girl, I believe, was trending worldwide at one point.
I think so, too.
It's a thing that is sweeping the nation. It's sweeping the comment sections of the video. It is making men DM us and ask us, yo, send us that photo, Rat Girl. Like, I want to see. Listen, no.
It is the most DMs we've gotten, I will say that. I currently do not have permission to release Rat Girl's physique. However, there are some clarifications that I've been almost at gunpoint forced to clarify. And I also am very excited because we will be playing a game with you at home involving rats. So I guess this is our new thing now. We're just going to embrace it and move forward. But please stay tuned to play the rat quotient with Steven later, because I'm really excited for this.
I think we should restart the episode. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Rat Reality Podcast.
Maybe this is where we pivot to, just very niche rats.
This is the origin story for those of you listening, that where the podcast went from a reality TV recap show to pure rat content.
Rats only.
Yeah, we're going to have like the world expert in rats on the podcast in a couple weeks or something like that. Like,
maybe.
everything changes here. So yes, we'll be playing that. We will allow you at that point to probably leave the audio only recording and head on over to YouTube so you can play the game, because Mixie has put together a PowerPoint presentation
PowerPoint.
For those of you who get that as well. And we're looking to have some fun. We got a few other things that we're going to get to here.
Yes.
I know Mixie has a Walter recap for you, so we'll get to that briefly.
Necessary.
And then I will also recap the concert that I went to a few weeks ago, where I saw the return of the British pop band S Club.
In it.
Proper banter. Good on paper.
Club.
Fish and chips. Tea with my biscuits.
Well, now I kind of want to get into that, because I have been, again, because we're doing this now, Steven and I are actually friends in real life, so there's now things that we cannot discuss when they happen to us because we need to do them on the podcast.
Save
which
it
is
for the pod.
Been tough, honestly, because there are times that things have happened to me and I'm like, Steven, but then I have to wait. So I, along with everyone else, would like to know about your journey into the S Club.
S Club. First of all, as we all know, there is no party like an S Club party.
Yes.
And that is well documented. That is a fact. It's not fake news. Everybody should embrace it and just move on with their lives and understand there is no party like an S Club party. And that moment was clarified and written in stone for me and on the official record. When
yes.
I went to go see them a few weeks ago here in Los Angeles. And it was phenomenal for a number of reasons. One, I will say the concert version of this. And two, why it was the best concert I've ever attended for different reasons. I know some of you are going, you went to Taylor Swift. I understand I went to Taylor Swift. But there was problems with the Taylor Swift show.
Are you allowed to say that? Whoa.
Whoa, controversial.
Trigger warning.
Anyone who went to the Los Angeles version of the Taylor Swift shows, I think will understand from a logistics perspective, let's say that, of why it was not the best concert going experience. But S Club was tight from top to bottom.
Tight.
For those of you who don't know, for the uneducated members of our community, which I'm sure there's very few. Mixie's raising her hand for those of you who are just listening.
I'm super educated. I know where gas comes from.
She does now, thanks to this podcast, and that's why you should continue to listen, because you'll learn so much. You'll learn and grow, as always, here at the number one.
Constantly.
So for those of you who don't know, S Club, which was originally S Club 7, was a British pop band that formed late 90s, early 2000s, they had two hit television shows on, at the time, I believe, ABC Family, ABC / Fox Family, back in the day. And it was about a pop band, bunch of guys, bunch of girls, who were living in LA for one of them and living in Miami. And it was just like, they would just like have episodes of TV and then a song at the end of the show. It was phenomenal. I love them so much.
That's fun.
For those of you wondering who my favorite was, actually, I want you to guess. I would like you to guess who you
think. Was there a redheaded woman?
No, that was Spice Girls. That was Spice Girls. And still then, that was a tough decision between Baby and Ginger. Really tough decision.
But it was the redhead.
Well, redhead was the weekend option. Baby was the wife up.
Do I need to put them in the rack game?
Maybe. Maybe.
I need to see a picture of, I don't know, color me unaware. I do not know who S Club 7 is. When you first told me about this, I thought it was the people that sang the YMCA.
Oh, Village People. Way off.
But that's kind of the vibe, no?
No. There are S Club fans listening to this right now.
I'm just
unsubscribe based off that take.
You're the one that shit on Taylor Swift's concert. Don't come at me.
Listen, you literally sat there and said Taylor
it was shit, it was awful, and I hated it. It's rewind the tape.
Not at all what I said. And as always, number one of this week, how dare you? How dare you? The I dare you counter is at one already.
Send me a picture of S Club 7. If I look at it, I bet I could pick the favorite.
Pull it up for yourself. Pull it up. You can do some. Pull it up for yourself. I will story tell as you do your own research, as everybody should do.
Okay.
So they toured rarely, if ever, in the United States. And I, living at Florida at the time, thought, oh, I'll really never get the opportunity to see them, because when they did come over to the States, they weren't really well known. Big in the UK, huge in the UK. And when they would come over to the States, they'd play like New York, you know, probably Dallas and LA, Chicago, you know, like three or four cities, and they'd be gone. So now that I live out here, they announced that they were going to get back together. They had split up a long time ago. They were down to like three or four members. Anywho, we're going to fast forward through all that. I go to the concert and I have phenomenal seats. I am the first row in the upper deck, which is basically not even a real upper deck. It's an old movie house theater here in Los Angeles. Gorgeous place. And I'm like, what a phenomenal seat. I got nobody in front of me. It's basically like they're performing just for me. This is phenomenal. I love this so much. And when they came out and started singing, it was a very surreal moment. Because I was like, first of all, I listened to all of these songs for so long. I had like CDs. We're talking.
Oh, yeah.
CDs of these people back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I would just play it again and again and again. And I loved it so much. It became like a soundtrack for a couple years of my life, right?
Yeah.
And then so for you to see this band in person when you've never seen them, at an age where you can like respect and it feels like a flashback. And then I'm like, oh, these are the people. This is not like a cover band doing this. These are the real people who look like they have not aged a day. By the way.
Well, I just looked at pictures. That's not super accurate, but sure.
Okay. I am not way in the upper deck of a stadium, right? Like, I can see their facial expressions.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the dream.
It's huge, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what a surreal moment. I never thought I'd see these people. I never thought they would tour again, first of all. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they'd all get back together, minus Paul, RIP. It was just a very, like, I turned to my two friends who came with me, who were S Club fans, and I go, does this not feel so surreal to you guys? Like, just the fact, and one of them is from That's Scotland, awesome. And she never saw them when she lived over there. Mm-hmm. And my other friend, obviously, from here, was just like, I grew up with this music, too. I just, it was a very cool moment to be able to enjoy, and the tickets were not super crazy in terms of the worth of the tickets for what we paid.
Yeah.
And it was just a very enjoyable, surreal moment. And when the concert was done, I just kind of sat there and was like, yeah, I'll probably never see them again. And I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. I just saw probably
leave on that high.
The high.
Yeah.
The high of the moment.
Uh-huh.
And shout out Mom LaFranc, who's listening right now. When we were driving, when we went on our last trip last year to Glacier Park, we listened to a podcast from Hidden Brain from NPR. I'm trying to do
no
that
free
guy's
promo.
Voice. Yeah, that's right. Whatever show that was.
Bleep.
And there was a thing about, there was a whole episode, we're not going to get in the weeds of it, but about savoring, trying to trick your brain into savoring moments because our weird caveman brains are still caveman brains and they're used to remembering bad things and danger and trying to always remind us of that. And they're not finely tuned to just remembering good things. So I sat there for a while after as everybody emptied out and I was like, this was phenomenal. I'm so glad I did this.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that.
Have you had a show like that before? I'm sure every time you see Mr. John Mayer, it's one of those moments for you.
That would be correct.
Except the last time I heard that was not a great experience with the girl next to you.
I can't even, I don't even know if I should get into that story because it's going to piss me off. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yes, John Mayer for me did that. Also, was S Club like the first? Because I'm going back to the girl that you had a crush on. I sent you a link. I think it's the one on the far left.
Oh. I knew everyone was going to guess Rachel Stevens.
It's a no?
It's not Rachel Stevens. I mean, Rachel Stevens was unattainable hot. She was dating like footballers. Like, it was like...
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to date any of these people. But if I did have a chance, it's definitely not going to be with her. She's the most unattainable out of the group.
So you're going for like the Kevin Jonas out of the Jonas Brothers.
Got it. Nailed it.
Okay, well then, if in that case...
Yeah, I want you to make your second guess. If you're watching now on YouTube, you are seeing the photos that we have listed. So her first guess was far right, which
no, my
was,
first guess was far left. My new guess is far right.
That is Tina. Incorrect. You are 0 for 2. You got a 50-50 shot here at the last one.
How many rats?
Here's the thing. I think maybe if you would have had a younger photo, maybe it would have been easier.
Okay, I'll look at a younger photo then.
No, we're on this photo now. Continue.
The one with
guess.
The blue eyes.
White shirt?
Yeah.
Correct. Hannah.
But you know what that is? I looked at the younger photos.
There you go.
So I think we can now agree that they may have aged a little.
Well, to me, in my mind, they did not age. They weren't like hobbling around the stage. And well, Anna was also yes. not there, which it's okay. I made it through. Mentally, I made it through.
Were they like your first crush, like musician type?
No, that was Gwen Stefani.
Interesting.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani, number one. Yeah.
That's wow. Okay. I kind of want to change the rat game a little bit now, but that's fine. You want to know what my first singing crush was?
Yes.
Clay Aiken. When he was on American Idol, I would have... I don't know if I can say that.
We are not saying that. That is definitely being bleeped out. We are bleeping that out.
Okay, I wouldn't club a seal.
We're not even demonetized on YouTube yet. We're not even monetized. I don't want to like put us behind the eight ball. Okay.
I'll give you a different one then.
That was just bleep. For those of you listening, we'll never reveal what she said. She has said she would club baby seals for Sprite. That was worse.
I would say that I would have done worse than clubbing baby seals. For Clay Aiken to win American Idol. I like had this thing where I like thought he like knew me. And was in love with me, and clearly, for numerous reasons, that was not the case. But yeah, Clay Aiken was mine, which is so niche and random. But I saw him in person do a Christmas concert, like maybe 10 years later.
Yeah.
When obviously, you know, I knew his interests and things. But I had that moment. It was like, but it was also Christmas, and I was like, I don't know. 18 or 19, it was like the Christmasness of everything, and then he was like right there. I had really good seats, and I was just like, oh, like this is just magical, pure magic.
I would like people to let us know, either in the YouTube comments here or messages in the Hot Take Hotties or DM us or whatever, the concert that you went to that you were like, oh my God, like just the nostalgia factor of that concert for you. Because like you would like the way me and Mixie described, like it's different if you've seen a band like 80 times, like Mixie's yeah. seen John Mayer, what, 75,000 times at this point or something like that?
Probably like 6 or 7. Yeah. I mean, it's still magical, but it wasn't as magical as the first time I saw him, and it never will be.
100%. And what I'm getting to with this second point, which is this is point 1.5.
Oh, my God.
I went to the Lightning game here last night in Los Angeles. And I texted Mixie, hey, I don't really want to overpay for these seats because the seat I wanted sold before I could get it in the upper level where I wanted. And then I found a seat on the glass. On the glass in the defensive zone. And this seat was more than I wanted to pay.
Yeah.
But this seat was also incredibly under the face value of what this seat should be. This seat should have cost probably $500.
Oh, fuck.
I got it for about $160 with the fees included, which was...
Oh, absolutely, Steven. I'm so glad you did that then, even more so.
Yes. And so, point 1.5 is if you're able to spend a little bit of money on these things and then just be like, I did it. I don't have to go do that again. I don't think I never need to sit on the glass again. I've witnessed it. I have that experience. I'm great with my experience of that. So spend a little extra to get that front row seat. You will always remember that moment. Anywho.
What are we manifesting? We're getting...
That was
We're starting to dance on a line here.
That was number 2 of how dare you. How dare you counters at 2, and we are 18 minutes into this podcast. How dare you?
All I'm saying is...
You... Taylor Swift, and then you thought I manifest... Those could be the two worst things you could say to me.
I don't know. The thing that you bleeped out was pretty fucking bad.
Pretty fucking terrible.
I don't know why I went there. I'm stuck on it still.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Awful. I'm going to have to blur your mouth, too, so people don't figure out what you did.
You guys don't want to know. I'm a bad
For the
person.
Record, it was not racism. It was not racism. It was not racist. That's what you might think. It's not racist.
I just think we should just move past it.
All right. Now, let me tell you why, from a logistics concert-going experience, that this was a better concert than T-Swift.
Oh,
from
he said
a pure logistics perspective.
Okay.
I loved everything about this. So, the doors opened at 7, right?
Uh-huh.
And anybody who's been to a concert in the last 20 years knows that doors opening at 7 means what, Mixie? What time do you assume the starting act is going on?
The opener or the start?
The lead act, the headlining act.
10.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
Oh, easily.
3 hours after doors open, right?
Absolutely.
Shows at 8, and then you have 3 opening acts who, respectfully, no one gives a fuck about. And then 20 minutes of downtime before they go on at 10 o'clock and play for an hour and a half, and you're done at 11:30, and then whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hate that. I hate that with a passion.
Yeah, it sucks.
I have a hot take.
Oh.
We don't need opening acts at concerts anymore.
This man is giving so many amazing hot takes today. Yes, absolutely. Taylor Swift's concert sucked, and we shouldn't have opening acts. I agree with both those statements you said.
Number 3, how dare you? Number 3, how dare you? I, in this time where I can get access to music so quickly, so easily, through TikTok, through friends sharing it to me, through YouTube, through suggestions, through Spotify playlists, through whatever.
Yep.
I don't need to go to a concert to see a supporting group anymore to learn who these people are. Mm-hmm. This was a way in the olden days that was the only way you could like show people like new bands that they haven't heard of. Like, you like them? This is also our record label's person. Uh-huh. You buy their shit.
Yep.
I don't need that anymore. This might be the 39-year-old in me talking, but I want to get
with you.
In and out and on my way home. That's it.
I
don't
want
to hear two opening acts. I don't want to be there till 9 o'clock because I don't know what time they're really going to go on. You can't miss the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So doors opened at 7.
The only devil's advocate I have for that really quickly is I do like some people feel like they need to be there for the opener and some people feel like they don't. So I do feel like the flow of getting people into a stadium is nicer. Because of that, now I feel like they could figure out a better way to do it and the opening act isn't necessary. But I do think that helps like the flow of people coming in. Because I'm somebody that I figure out what time the opener comes on and I shoot to be there by that point. But typically, things happen and I'm like 20, 30 minutes after that point.
I don't disagree with you, but if we could figure out how to get 90,000 people into a football game when the game starts at 7 o'clock... We can do this at smaller concert venues, especially, another hot take, general admission at concerts got to go away, too. Get this away.
I'm ready. We just revamp all of it at this point.
Just shut it down. Start the whole thing over. Get Ticketmaster out of here while we're at it. Just restart everything about the concert-going experience.
Yes.
Nobody likes general admission unless you're 18 years old and you can stand for 8 hours and you'll never need to shit or pee all day long. That's fine. But that's what fucking, you know, Coachella's for. Go do that at Coachella. I don't want to have to be on the floor, general admission. Anywho, the best part of this was that the doors opened at 7, which to me means, and it said, show starts at 8. Okay, it even told us that. Show starts at 8. And I researched and I saw there's no open act. There was actually a DJ. There was a DJ just pumping music through the venue.
Oh, wow.
And it said, really, the show's going to start at 8:30 because they want to make sure everybody's there, right? So the people who had been to the other concerts were like, it says 8. It's really 8:30. And guess what? At 8:30 on the fucking dot, Mixy, DJ's music goes down. Lights go down. And I'm like, look at this. Here we go. We're getting to this. It's 8 o'clock. I've had one beer at the bar. I got my nice comfy seat, first row here. Let's get into this show. They come out and do banger after banger after banger after banger after banger after banger. I think there was 18 total songs, 2 encore songs.
That's great.
Thing was wrapped by 9:45.
That's amazing.
I'm in the car. Downtown LA, I am home at 10:15.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
Think about that.
I don't want to think about it too long because I'll get upset because that sounds like the dream.
It was amazing. For any of you who have been to a concert recently, knows that that is not something that could ever happen. The parking was directly next to the building. I walked 100 yards into the venue, out of the venue, plenty of restrooms in the venue, plenty of bars in the venue, in, out, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, I'm home by 10:30, I'm in my bed. It was phenomenal. No, like, oh, like, let's talk to the audience for 20 minutes. No, play a banger again. It was so good. I was so happy by the experience.
It was fantastic. Awesome. I like when they talk, though, I will say.
I do, too, but like...
Not like a long period of time.
Yes, yes. They did a little bit here and there. Thank you, Los Angeles. This is great. Blah, blah, blah.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah, all the things.
In it.
Great Los Angeles. Y'all look proper fit out there, Los Angeles.
My type on paper.
Yeah, you're on me type on paper.
I got a text. I just know Love Island. That's all I know.
I got a text. We got a text. Oh, man. Overall, great, great concert going experience. And again, the takeaway is no more opening acts. I paid for the show. I want to see them. I've not paid for the opening act. And I listen, in back in the day, did I used to go for opening acts? Sure. But we have enough concert venues now where...
I think so, too. And also, there's, like, live people record themselves, like, in their backyard and put it on YouTube. Like...
Yeah. I can go to a smaller venue, pay $20 to see the person I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go to, like, that concert for S Club and listen to another pop band and pay more at the beginning because I don't want to see them. Like, I wouldn't have to do that. We have enough venues to where we can do this and we can make it work and we can make the tickets cheaper across the board. Okay. That's it. That's it. Let's talk about Walty real quick. Our best friend, Walty.
Yes, Walter. Walter went to the vet and got his blood work, everybody. It worked.
Yay. They checked his innards.
They did. They checked his innards. I don't have the results of his innards, but I did get him 4 new followers on Instagram just from sitting in the lobby of the veterinarian place. People were like asking for photos. I have never been, with how famous this podcast is, no one has stopped me and asked for photos. But you know how many times Walter has been stopped? It's insane. The man can't go anywhere.
Was it because of his law business or just because of how absolutely handsome he is?
I mean, I do think it's a lot of things. He does have an Instagram. You guys can check it out. Walter is Cat is the name of the Instagram. Feel free to follow him. He really puts a lot of time and effort into his posts.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get him to the point where he can actually start paying some rent around here because he really honestly doesn't pay for shit. And he kind of just sits around all day. It's sort of fucked up. But we're getting him to get a job. So he really wants to be an influencer. So that's where we're going with it right now. But he got his drugs consumed. I will say they brought him back up to me and they were like, he really wasn't that subdued at all. Mm. But this is the 4th time you've come and we made it work.
We're not putting you through that hell again, young lady.
I mean, 200 milligrams of gabapentin the night before and then another 200 an hour and a half before we went. That's so much
for such a little body.
I know, he's like 7.5 pounds. It's insane. Anyways, he's great. Everything's fine. His innards are great, his outards are great, and we are just happy to have him here and potentially paying rent in the next month or so.
I have a quick follow-up. Was the manifesting vet tech there?
No, she was
Thank
not.
God.
And I would like to hope that maybe she lost her job.
I think she did. I think she was shamed because of this podcast. She clearly heard it and was like, you know what? I need to take a step back. I need to remove myself from this situation for trying to manifest for cats, you know?
I really think that we need to take a look innard. At our society.
Oh, wow.
That we think that it's okay to talk about cats like that is honestly, I'll say it. This is why I'm pro-bullying. I've said it once and I'll say it again.
Whoa.
Sometimes these people need to be bullied. And to be honest with you, I don't think I carried enough weight in bullying her. Was I kind of a bitch about it? Yeah. But I could have been more.
But that's the right version of what you need to do. I had a friend DM me I don't know, about a month ago, and said, we need to bring Karens back. And I said,
okay.
What? And she said, the customer service in this time has dropped off the face of a cliff. Because nobody is afraid of Karens anymore. There were Karens everywhere that kind of kept the wildlife of customer service in balance. Like, you had to like be like, oh, I got to take care of these people. I don't need a Karen yelling at me. But now that we've shamed all the Karens basically out of our society.
The ecosystem's fucked.
The ecosystem is fucked. There are just customer service is at an all-time low. Nobody even says hi to you anymore. There is nothing.
That's
it. It's like the ecosystem where like a bug has taken over and is just like eaten the entire landscape. And that's what happens now. And I think we've all felt that when you go out to a restaurant and it's just like, hey, I'm here. What? No, like I'm hearing waiters like argue with people more in public, like with their other coworkers or with like a manager. And I'm just like, take that shit in the back. Because a Karen used to be like, excuse me, we're trying to have a nice meal with our family.
You know, Steven, I actually think this is bars, you could say. I mean, holy shit. I went out to dinner last weekend with Chase and we sat down. We ordered our appetizers and we ordered a bottle of wine. Appetizer came. Great. Then our dinner came. Then we finished dinner. The wine never came. And we asked twice. Twice we asked where it was. The sommelier is very busy. She'll be here in a minute. I don't need a sommelier.
Just bring me the bottle, bitch.
I ordered the wine already. I told you which one to bring to me. It's not hard. You walk back there, you bring it out. Give me a nail and a hammer, and I can crack that bad boy open by myself. I don't need you.
Here's the mistake you made. You went to a restaurant that had a sommelier. And honestly, that's on you.
Honestly, Steven, I'm going to tell you what restaurant is, and you're going to be like, why the fuck is there a sommelier there?
Is it John and Vinny's?
Yes! Why the fuck is there a sommelier there?
How did I know? How did I know?
Because why the fuck is there a sommelier there?
This is such an LA conversation that people are not going to understand.
Okay, I'm trying to generalize it.
Public service announcement. Me and Mom LaFrank went to John and Vinny's. The food's good.
So good.
Food's good. Let's not argue about the food.
I'm not gonna.
If you come to Los Angeles and you're like, oh, I need to go to John and Vinny's. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Or order it for delivery because like but- you, the... Why is there a sommelier there? It's like, honestly, I'm trying to think of something that's like generally, it's kind of like an Olive Garden, but like, honestly, more casual.
I don't even know. That's, I can't support
that. I would argue that an Olive Garden having a sommelier would make more sense than John and Vinny's having a sommelier.
Maybe. I don't know. John and Vinny's is like very well known. It's a small place. It's not a lot of places to sit inside. Then they had the gall to like open up an outdoor seating in their parking lot and try to make it like cost the same amount. Fuck you, no. Fuck no. Also, let's just say this for the people who are uninformed. Google John and Vinny's like portions, 6 bites of pasta.
Yes, which is, again, like, okay, fine. Would have been fine if I had a glass of wine to drink with it. We got the check and told them to take the bottle of wine off because we still didn't have it. Am I screaming? Yeah. Rage. Will I scream Rage. Again? Absolutely. Because what the fuck was that?
Yeah, that's just me and Mom went and experienced John and Vinny's. I have no desire to ever go there again.
Delicious. I'm not going to act like it's not good. But it would have been better if I'd wine.
And then you realize that they've also added like 15% off to cover their costs. Of raising things.
Did I talk to you about this?
No, but I it's absolutely insane. You get the you guys.
Steven, it's not 15%. It's 18%.
It's 18%. You get the check, and first of all, it's LA priced in a nice part of LA. So for your 6 bites of spicy rigatoni, spicy vodka pasta.
We ordered the same thing too. What are you
talking? Paid $26 for
Are you spying on me? How do you know?
You went to John and Vinny's, so of course you got the spicy pasta. Again, this is a very niche LA conversation we're having right now. And maybe that's good for the few listeners who are here. But you get that pasta and then you're like, oh, okay, I knew it was going to be small. But then you have to like think to yourself like, okay, I've had four bites. He has to have 4 bites. We're done with our pasta now. And you have to get multiple things. And you get the bill and you're like, oh, it's $100 worth of food. No,
but
there's 18% on top of that. And then they say, and then the tip situation.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sitting there and I worked in restaurants. Like I was a server for a while. I do everything I can to try to like over tip my servers and make sure that the cleanup is nice and easy and do all of those things. But we didn't get our fucking wine. And then we get the check and there's an extra 18% in bold, which I'll give it to them. At least they aren't trying to like hide it. But they also specifically say that that is not gratuity. So then they kind of force your hand.
They got sued. Because of that, And so they had to put it on there that says, basically in so many words, this is a service charge. It is not a tip or gratuity. It's an added fee controlled by the restaurant to like help us control rising costs or some bullshit supply chain thing.
Oh, definitely the supply chain.
Just charge me more. Just charge me more for the item, you fucking pieces of shit.
Oh my God, Steven.
Don't do this.
This 18%? Was literally... I can't believe we're talking about this because everything you're hitting on is exactly what Chase and I talked about the whole way home.
Me and Mom had the same discussion. I was like, just charge me more. Make the spicy rigatone from like $26 up to $30. Like, whatever. Yeah. But I don't want, and they know, and I know why they do that, because somebody's going to sit there and go, $30 for 8 bites of pasta?
Well, then make it 10 bites of pasta. How much more can it cost them? And then just add an extra 50 cents to it. You're telling me that's not going to cover it?
No, but then you feel bad for not tipping the people because you just got $120 worth of food for two people. And then you're like, am I not going to tip you? Now, here's the difference. I'll let people know this. Can't believe we're talking about this.
So niche.
In LA, servers get paid minimum wage. So it's not like $3.26 plus tips.
Correct.
They're making minimum wage. So they make.
Which is why that
wage.
Percentage is added.
There
according
you go.
To their website.
But it's. Right.
We got on their website and started going deep into it while we were sitting at the table.
Yes. Yes. And that's what they claim. And other people have said, like, well, we don't get any of this. It's just, it's what it costs. And that's why it costs more to eat in LA, because people are being paid more. And then there's tips. But every other restaurant in LA doesn't have to do that. There are very few restaurants who do add that on. I know a few of them. I've never frequented them again. I'm like, just raise the price. Just raise the price. It's absolutely insane. I can't...
I want to talk about this for another hour. I'm not going to because it's so niche, but I cannot believe, I swear to God, I specifically didn't talk to you about this again for this reason. And you wild, absolutely wild. I give John and Vinny zero rats. And with that, let's get into the rat game. Welcome everybody to the game of all games. The real deep questions on Earth that we all have, which is, how high does somebody have to be okay with them having rats? And we're here to get to the bottom of that. ABC, Fox, take notes. This is your next hit game. I will allow you to have it. It is Totally Radical, the game of rats, hot people, and how they are all related. How you feeling, Steven?
I mean, if you were to give me time to come up with a title of a game show that involved rats, I don't know how long it would take me to get to Totally Radical, but there is no better name.
There is no better name.
There is no better name in this presentation. The only way this opening slide could be better is if the entire opening slide was 80 themed, like 1980s themed, right? And here's the thing.
Note
this
taken.
Is great. We're workshopping this idea for when we pitch it to those people.
Yeah. And you guys let us know. And also, you guys are playing at home.
You're playing at home.
I'm going to need to get into the rules. But before I do, there's some clarifications that I do need to make.
Oh, no.
Rat Girl has contacted me.
Oh, no.
She is not loving how I may or may not have portrayed her. The big tits she was fine with because it's accurate. However... Yeah.
She's not arguing with incorrect facts.
I am being told that she only had two rats. My response in current still argument is two rats is basically five rats. What's the difference? But I was told that there was only two rats. That still leaves her rat quotient at five, which is pretty damn impressive. And she should be proud of that. But technically speaking, there was only two rats. She also would like to state for the record that they are cuter than what I described. They are here for you. I'd argue they're not. But
they're not. They're what I thought they would be. When
because they're rats?
They're rats. They're rats. I don't think... Listen, I'm not deep into the rat game. I'm not... I don't know, like, the differences between rats. But I don't think there's, like... hot rats and uggo rats. You know, I think there's just rats.
I'm glad that we're on the same page here. Great. They are just rats. So now that everything has been clarified, let's get into the game, okay?
Okay, okay.
The game is, for those of you that are coming for the first time, the game is you're about to sleep with this person. How many rats are you okay with them having?
Okay.
Now, let's get into the rules, because there was some back and forth last week and also a couple days ago at work. It got a little heated.
It did.
And so I have decided to clarify some things.
Okay.
This is a Netflix and chill situation. So this person has texted you. You are coming over to watch a movie. Let's say B movie. Honestly, that would affect it.
Great option.
That would add a rat for me personally, but it's just going to be a generic movie. Okay. Because we don't want it to affect the rat quotient. This means that you're getting about 18%. The John and Viddy's 18% of the personality is going to come into play here. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So you can think slightly about their personality, but not a lot, because, again, this person has texted you to come over to watch a movie and fuck. Now, this is, in my opinion, the most important information.
Okay.
The rats will be staying in their cage. The cage is glass and the light will be left on. This is key here. You will be able to audibly hear the rats scratching.
Awful.
Throughout the intercourse that you are having. I don't care if you're blaring music. In this scenario, you will hear the scratching.
Okay, so no matter how loud I have the music.
Correct.
It will, or you're blend screaming, or they're screaming. The track. Good Lord.
The rats can be heard occasionally.
Oh my God, this is awful. I hate this so much.
Are you ready to play Totally Radical?
I don't think I am. I really don't think I am ready for this.
I can't wait for you to play, and I can't wait for everyone to play at home.
Yeah, head over to YouTube.
Coming over to YouTube. Yes. Yeah.
Come on
over to YouTube and check out Totally Radical.
Are we doing, I assume this is not Challenge Smash or Pass rules, where it's just this photo that I'm basing it off of.
You can go off of other information that you have on the person. Let's say their profile on Tinder. We'll say it like that. So just their highlights.
Okay.
And again, however much of their personality you would be getting from a singular conversation on Tinder. And then the 5 minutes that you're talking before the movie plays and you inevitably fuck in front of their rats.
Right. Okay. Question. There's no scale. We have determined that there is no scale. Basically, this could be an infinite amount of rats. This is not a 1 to 10.
You could be fucking in a rat lab at one point.
Theoretically, you could be, yes.
You could be.
If B movie played in the rat lab, you could then do it in the rat lab, yes. Okay. Correct. I am now, ready. But
I want you to think about how much scratching that would be.
That is a multiplier. That is a multiplier, yes.
It does affect the scratching, the rat quotient.
I'm not hearing the beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. Well, I mean,
just the scratching.
It's rat noises. So, yeah, I would say their eep, 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 eeps are in there as well.
Okay. All right. All right.
Are we ready? Is everybody ready? We're strapped in. We're ready to go. I started off simple.
Okay. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Totally Radical.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
All of the rats. All of the rats on the face of the earth could be in the room. Easy.
Outside of the cage? Let's add a little extra.
Don't care. Don't care.
Don't care.
No, don't care.
Hot take.
Don't care. What a
take.
It would be an accomplishment that this is going to happen to me, that I've been invited over, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, all of the rats. I don't care if they're, I mean, I'll just knock them off the bed, right? Just swatting them out of wherever, because this beautiful human being is in front of me. All of the rats.
Infinite rats is your rat total for Taylor Swift.
Infinite rats that could logistically be in a room with me and Taylor Swift that would not get this place condemned because there was too many rats. So whatever the maximum amount of rats could be, this is not a cartoon situation where I'm swimming and stepping in rats.
Well, you could be. If it's an infinite number of rats, I mean, how good is her cage systems? That there isn't some sort of breach.
Well, you asked the follow-up outside of the cage, and I agreed. So whatever
you
could fit in the cage could okay. now be out of the cage. It would be okay. whatever the volume of a standard cage would be. I so can't believe I'm having a conversation about the volume of the amount of rats that could fit in a cage that would be then let out of the cage that would swarm the bed with me and Taylor Swift in it.
Understood. Okay, so she is the top. So we can now not surpass
we can the amount match. Of rats. We can also match this level, I
feel I like we can't, and that this is now top rat question. Okay. We move on. Totally Radical.
What a great photo you picked for me there. Look at her.
Dua Lipa. Oh,
the same amount of rats.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
That was not part of the rule. Okay. Infinite minus one then. If that's the rule that you're just making up on the spot. Infinite minus the smallest rat that was also in that cage.
Okay.
Listen, guys. Dua Lipa might be the hottest woman on the planet.
Okay, so then would we put Dua Lipa above Taylor Swift's rat
quotient? They're the same.
They can't be the same.
They're the same.
They can't be. Rats scratching. Rats scratching going beep, 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 beep. Rats again. Think of all the rats.
I guess Taylor Swift won. Dua Lipa 1A, I guess. I don't know what that means.
Minus one?
Minus one rat? I don't know what. Infinite minus one? You
so
know,
Dua Lipa has infinite rats and Taylor Swift has infinite minus one.
No, the other way. That's impossible. Hot How dare take. You? That's number four. How dare you? I don't like this game now. I should be able to have the same.
Totally Radical.
Not in the rules. I don't like
Sydney it. Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, no.
How you like that photo?
Infinite minus two.
No, this is not how you play the rack.
That was not part of the rules. Infinite minus two. Okay, 100 rats.
100 rats.
100 rats.
You know what we'll do? If you're going to start saying infinite, then how many rats can be outside of the cage? If they're infinite, how many are we allowing running around?
For each of those people?
Yes, we can go back.
I don't know. That's too hard. Depending on the room, again, like whatever is like where I'm not stepping on them, carpet. Yeah, there's like too many variables. I'm not stepping on a carpet of rats, okay?
You are. If it's infinite rats, you are. That's how infinite works. You're basically breathing them in. Do you need to look at what the rats look like again? They said what the rats look like.
No.
Rats. No. Look at their little hands. Look at their little hands.
You're trying to change the rules on me.
Rats.
Sydney Sweeney, I'll go 100 rats since you're not letting me do that. I could say she would have 100 rats in the cage.
In the cage.
She could have 100 rats. Yeah, she could have 100 rats.
I think we also need to kind of take into consideration that if they do have an infinite amount of rats, that does bleed into their 18% personality. At that point, they would be talking to you about the rats.
Yeah, I'm, again, totally, like...
The only conversation you're having with Dua Lipa is about her rats.
Listen, Dua Lipa could talk to me and Taylor
Swift
could talk to me about... I feel like
that's a little misogynist.
They could talk to me about QAnon theories, and I'd be okay with it, all right?
All right.
I'd be like, so we're watching this movie and we're banging, right? Yeah. Okay.
Totally Radical. Katie Thurston!
How dare you? Number five.
How many rats?
I think we're at one rat. Somebody's going to show this to her. I know.
Did we hear one rat? Did I hear one rat?
I think I'm at one rat. I think
one
I'm
rat
one,
is it. I'm going to, I'm not playing. I'm going to go with zero rats.
One rat.
18% of her personality is too much. Moving on. Totally Radical.
I'm changing to two rats. I'm changing
two rats.
To two rats. Because I feel like...
Because it's only 18% of her personality? Or
Yeah, I feel like she knows what she's doing too. So, you know, I'm up.
I would argue that she doesn't. If she needs a vibrator, no. I would argue she doesn't know what she's doing.
I think she. I'm going two rats.
For Katie rats. Thurston, totally radical. Amy Adams.
Oh, great one. Amy Adams is probably like a good 8 to 10 rats. I love me some Amy Adams.
I would agree. And I definitely didn't go to Google and type in redheaded actresses.
Oh, how dare you.
Because that would be fucked up.
That would be fucked up. I feel like I know two other people coming on this list now. Amy Adams could get 8 to 10 rats. Oh,
well, then
yeah.
Would we just say 10 at that point?
Sure. I'll go 10 rats. She can get 10 rats.
10 rats.
10 rats. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I don't care. It's Amy Adams.
Got it.
Yeah.
10 rats. Totally radical.
Honestly, make it 25.
Oh, 25 wow. We are rats. Adding rats. The rats are just compounding right now.
Yeah. Compounding rat interest.
Wow. I can't believe it.
25 rats for Amy
Supply
Adams.
Chain. No issues here.
No.
Totally radical. Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh. Jennifer Aniston. I'd be comfortable with 20 rats. 20 rats.
20 rats. We are equating Jennifer Aniston and Amy Adams.
Yeah.
20
they
rats.
Are to me in the ballpark of the same range. Yep.
Jennifer Aniston, 20 rats. Totally radical. Moving
on.
Am I
supposed to start saying totally radical with you? Is that why you keep doing
it?
You're trying to get
I really want to get in people's heads. It's just kind of like a marketing thing. Okay. If you want to, that's fine.
Okay.
Moving on. Annie from Joe Millionaire.
This is how dare you?
How many rats?
I'm at Sydney Sweeney level. Give me 100 rats.
100 rats for Annie from Joe Millionaire.
100 rats.
100 rats. Annie, you take that to the bank, my friend.
That personality?
That is a top tier compliment. 100 rats? How many running? Just for
the
a
same
sprinkle.
Amount. Same amount. They can let them out. I don't care at that point.
Oh my gosh.
100 rats.
That, Steven, I would argue that that is totally,
totally
radical.
Radical.
Moving on. Emma Stone.
She's just staring at me.
Yeah, this photo is a little bit like mugshotty.
Yeah. Listen, like Emma Stone, La La Land, I believe is top tier Emma Stone in terms of hotness and just
I'd agree.
Beauty. I think Emma Stone is... I would do 100. I would do also do 100 rats for Emma Stone.
100 rats.
Yeah.
100 rats.
See, here's the thing. This is also like the level of who this person is in terms of their celebrity and the fact that I am who I am right now.
Okay, but that wasn't technically allowed. Now, 18%, I don't think, involves their career. When you're talking to somebody...
Again, I'm going off the rules that were on the screen. There was not a clear
rule.
The rules
on the screen said to take in 18% of their personality. I would argue that their personality is not their career.
Well, then we could have just picked randos, but like this is what it is. So
well,
I'm at 100
rats. I want
everybody
to play with me.
For Emma Stone.
100 rats for Emma Stone.
I'm
all
at
right.
100 rats for Emma Stone.
That is
totally
radical.
Totally radical.
Yes. And I'm hearing something. It's time for our bonus round.
Oh, a bonus round.
There's
I
a bonus
love a
round.
Bonus round.
Let's see what is behind that wall. Are we ready? Are we ready?
Oh, God. No, I'm not ready.
Remy from Ratatouille. How
pass.
Many rats?
Pass, pass, pass. Not getting canceled. Pass, pass.
The answer is one because he is the only rat for you.
Okay.
You
okay.
Lose. Totally radical.
I lost. I feel like I won.
I don't know. You lost on the bonus round. I'm pretty sure I'm hearing in my ear that that's the only round that counts.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure Remy's of age. Let's Google.
Let's not Google if Remy's of age. I don't. Well, that's your
Remy.
Computer. That's your computer.
From Ratatouille.
There's no way Google even knows that.
It's never mentioned.
There you go.
But the movie takes place 2 years. He might be three. Remy!
Well, it's Remy now. So
well,
three...
what's rat years? Let's say he's 18.
Great question. Ask your friend.
You're right. I don't know how long they last. She also said that she would take them to the grocery store with her. And I feel like that should be, I think she should be in jail.
I want to mention this comment that I got on a TikTok version of the video that we posted this week.
Oh, gosh.
This comment actually came in earlier today. I'm pulling it up right now just to familiarize myself with this comment. This comment comes from Ben. Ben said, I worked at a pet store in Alaska. All the hottest women to come through the store either had snakes or rats as pets.
Well, then maybe Totally Radical isn't that far off.
Take note, ABC and Fox.
Maybe they do all have rats and we just don't know because we haven't been invited over for Netflix and chill. Annie, let us know how many rats you have.
She's got zero rats. I know that.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
She could have 100 rats. Is also
she could have 100 rats because it wouldn't affect your decision.
I think more so this should be a compliment that she is hearing right now, potentially.
I think that this is a compliment to everybody, even Rat Girl.
Yeah, I put her at a Sydney Sweeney level, basically, is what I'm saying.
That's as she should be. She should be. I hope everybody enjoyed Totally Radical. Please let us know your answers down in the comment section below. If you like this game, I can make a version that is specific for the challenge or Temptation Island.
Oh.
Of course, Mr. Marky Mark would have infinite rats.
Infinite rats.
He wouldn't be on the list.
No.
Maybe even
unfair.
Steven could make one for me.
Maybe I will. Maybe next week will be a Totally Radical Mixy Edition.
Oh my gosh. The show for hot people, rats, and how it's all related.
I feel like when we start doing Smash or Pass, there will have to be like
The rat quotient's quotient. Definitely going into Smash or Pass.
There might be too many things that we have to squeeze into a Smash or Pass. Like we have to also figure out the rat quotient. There's going to be like somebody keeping a. They get my rat.
They get the rat.
You can give some person, like at the end, you give them the rat award that basically says they can have whatever number of rats in there. And so
that sounds fair to me.
Well, what a fun trip there. I do know, I think this made it into the recording. I can't remember at this point. We've been recording for a while. That Rat Girl has still asked for her... to be anonymous for no photos to be leaked of Rat Girl. So all you thirsty gentlemen out there, calm the fuck down. Just take it from me. Worth the five rats.
I would say five rats is a great quotient for her. She deserves it. And she was very happy with the five rats, Steven.
Congratulations. You should be honored that I would give you five rats as well. I got personality for days over here. What you all claim you want. Fucking losers. I've seen the men you're dating, ladies. They don't have personality. Except Chase. Chase is an all-star.
Yeah,
Chase. But you all dating all-star. These skinny-ass
infinite
guys.
Infinite rats for Chase. Infinite rats.
You're dating these skinny-ass guys who look like their band failed 5 years ago. And I'm like, he looks like he's boring as fuck. Why are you still dating this guy? Like,
maybe he has rats. You're not taking that into consideration.
No, he definitely doesn't have rats.
Maybe girls find rats hot. I do not.
Maybe that's what I got to try at speed dating. Is just say, hey,
give
I got
it a shot.
Rats.
Ask them how many rats they'd be okay with when you go on speed dating. Ask them for their rat quotient and see what you get.
If I had rats, how many rats would be available?
I would also implore everyone listening to go to their partner and ask them how many rats are acceptable.
You know, if you want to record a video of that and send it our way, we wouldn't be angry at it.
Maybe it'll be in Totally Radical Part 2. Let us know if you want to play again.
Whoa. Yeah, we'll do this. We'll also show Rat Girl this game that she's created. And maybe down the road, she can be a special guest. We will have to blur her face and identity and maybe voice change her for her protection.
Yeah.
At this point, but, you know.
Maybe we do that. That would be nice.
Thank you very much for joining us, guys. We really appreciate you. Hope you're enjoying the new format of what we're doing here, and we're making you laugh. We love you very much. We'll see you, I don't know, sometime in the future. Okay, we love you very much. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.